love.
I wonder
what,
like, bringing a child into this.
Oh, they've got, yeah, that's like, no, they just stick with funerals.
I don't know.
And ham,
well,
because
it's always just like the two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Naked people.
They're just boning.
Why doesn't anyone protest against those naked people in the newspaper?
You don't see any penis or
but
a vagina.
But they're still naked.
It doesn't matter. You don't see any butts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we should put... They should do all porn, but they should wear, like, skin suits.
Yeah.
So they're just completely... Like, there's no nipple. There's no... You just see, like, a Ken doll kind of crotch.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Some Love is Porn where it's just two people obviously... fucking, but you don't show it, and then when they zoom out, it's just them in full body suits.
They can't
skin,
you know,
color
say anything against
that. That'd be good.
There's no nudity.
Technically, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So on that note, Mad Men's coming back.
Yay!
I'm very, very, very excited. I didn't realize I was excited until this evening.
I've been excited since I finished the third season.
When did you finish the third season?
Some months ago.
Ooh, some months ago.
It took me a long time to get through one and two.
Why?
Because they're an hour long, and, you know, I would be like, okay, I'm going to sit here and watch one.
There's like
and then
13
I don't wanna...
episodes a season. You could watch them all in a day.
Yeah, but I'd like to do something with that day.
Like what? What
rather
did you
than watch Mad Men all day.
How
like, I watched
you...
them on the train trip.
Oh, that makes sense.
See?
I don't think your
that's
day
how could... I got through season two.
All I want to do is figure out a way where I could get 3 hours a night until I die to watch a film or something like that. 3 hours a day, which is insane. That's a lot of time. But Hugh Hefner does it, and I want that.
But Hugh Hefner is old, and...
He's been doing this for a long time.
And he is Playboy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't really have anything to do.
Yeah, I know. So what you're saying is I gotta get a lot of fake boobs around me, get some decent cameras, I wear a robe, and then I can watch a film a night.
That'll probably help, yeah.
That's it. All right, so get me one of those things, and I'll get the rest.
Big boob. Well, wait.
Not me. I don't want big boobs. I'm getting there with all this ham talk.
I bet I can get you a discount from somebody.
From ham or boobs?
Boobs.
What do you mean a discount?
I don't
from somebody?
Know. I'm sure some like hackneyed surgeon
no!
would want to give you boobs.
No, I thought you meant you're going to be a madam and just get whores for me to. Well, they're not. I'm not saying they're whores. I should take that back. I'm sure a lot of women that pose for Playboy are very fine women, and I take that back. And I'm really glad that Jenny McCarthy spoke out about autism. I really like it. When Playmates talk about medicine
and then
push,
that was my favorite.
Push
they're
common
like,
knowledge back hundreds of years.
Yeah. I just really brilliant. Did like that. They're like, oh no, it does help.
No, yeah, she's not gonna blow
it
you.
It doesn't do anything.
What if she did blow you? Maybe that should be your campaign. Like, listen, I'll blow anyone that agrees with this hackneyed theory, but you gotta like sign something.
She'd get a lot of dudes.
Obviously, she'd get a lot of dudes.
Maybe some ladies.
Maybe some ladies. I'm Jim sure. Carrey will blow you. Are they broken up now?
Yeah, they are.
Celebrity gossip.
Just saw a picture of her with a unknown.
YMT.
What?
YMT. YMT. YMT.
Is that who she was with?
Yeah, she was with YMT.
Oh, that'd
she
be funny.
She was with
we
the
should,
idea of our podcast.
We should start a whole rumor that people are with someone named YMT.
YMT.
And then, and they would write it. You, me, them, every, or
yeah.
YMTE.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
We would have to find someone to be YMT.
Johnny Carson.
And get into celebrities' business.
Do you want to be a celebrity?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're famous.
What? You sound so dumb right now.
And you get to talk. I don't know. What do you think this is going to do if this goes anywhere?
Pay my bills. That's what I think this is.
You don't think you'd be a celebrity?
What's a celebrity? It's a different type of celebrity.
But it's still a celebrity.
Would you ever go to a club without getting paid to go to a club?
I'd rather get paid.
That's what I mean. You're not going to be a celebrity then. You got to make appearance.
Well, yeah, but
why
I'd
are we talking about this? I don't know why. Because
you said that he's because of YMT.
Yeah, YMT.
It's all YMT's fault.
I mean, like, is Scorsese a celebrity?
Of course.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
What's a celebrity? Maybe that's the problem.
If
what's
people
a celebrity?
See him, they fucking like run at him. And
that's not necessarily a celebrity. That's just people know who you are.
Yeah. Well, what do you? I mean,
when I think of celebrity, I think of TMZ. That's what I associate celebrity.
Yeah,
with.
And I think Scorsese has been on it because they catch
really?
Him.
Really.
It's they're not just looking for like the whores and Lindsay Lohan.
The whores of Babylon. I like Lindsay Lohan. Give Lindsay a chance.
I hate her.
Why? Why do you care?
Because well,
would
why?
You like her if she blew you?
No,
like Jenny McCarthy
no.
and her autism.
I think she's kind of gross.
Why? Yes, but how does that infect you at all?
Why does it have to?
To hate
I can't
someone.
Have an opinion.
Why do you not like her?
Because okay, one, she has been getting away with shit.
Who cares?
She has so many fucking DUIs. It's insane.
So.
It's just annoying.
Did she hit anybody?
I think she hit a pole.
That's funny.
And she hit another car.
That's funny.
With someone in it.
That's funny. I hope Lindsay Lohan runs into my apartment because then I get a new apartment. I want celebrities to fuck up my shit because they're on tape. It's awesome. Why am I have a weird like inflection in my voice tonight.
See, you have an opinion on it. Why do you have an opinion on it?
Why do you have a negative opinion is what I should say.
Because I do.
Like, Jenny McCarthy, I hate
you. I can't have an opinion?
You can't have it. You should have an opinion.
Well, there you go.
I want
then
to
don't
understand.
Don't tell me to not care.
Well, you're getting sassy because it's so hot. You're not listening anymore, and you're not even drinking. I'm asking, why is it a negative opinion?
Like I could, because it is. I don't have all negative opinions on every celebrity.
You brought up Lindsay Lohan. Give me somebody you like.
She's a whore.
Why? Okay.
Let's see.
Why are we knocking whores? I said whore like it's not a bad thing.
Let's see. I like Natalie Portman.
You like why? Because she's funny?
Yeah, she is. She's funny.
She was funny on my
show. She went to school.
She did go to school.
She went to
a better school than we did.
So she's smart.
What about Emma Watson?
She's all right.
She's from Harry
Potter,
really
right? Care.
Not Emma Watson.
I don't really
What's
think
her
about her.
Is that Emma Watson?
She's in that movie
Harry
that
Potter,
had
right?
an Oscar.
Are you thinking of Emma Thompson?
No.
Harry Potter. That's Emma Watson, right?
I think so. She's okay. A teacher in it or some crap.
And then Emily Blunt.
Oh, you're thinking of, the little girl.
The little girl. That's Emma Watson.
Oh, is it?
I think.
Then who am I thinking of?
Emma Thompson?
No.
Who used to be married to Kenneth Branagh?
No. She's the Scottish one and... Her movie was about, she was like some mentally crazy chick who wanted to fuck people because her husband said it was okay.
No, I didn't.
Or to go do it. And
What's
then she was kind of like mentally.
What's this film?
I forget.
This great film. Okay,
it's
let's
see. Emma something.
Okay, let's see if.
She's, I think it's Scotland.
Okay, hold on. She's from Scotland?
I think
Emma,
so.
Emma, Scottish.
And I think it was up for an actress. Oscar back in the day. I mean, not, it was like maybe 90s. It was
90s. Oscar. What's the. Husband says go have sex?
Yeah, like she's mentally unstable.
Mentally.
And her husband was in an accident or something, and she was so in love with him, and he's just like, go do so, you know, go be with other men.
I gotta see this film.
And so
it's
she does.
It's not Love. The first thing that pops up is Love Actually. I know it's not.
No.
Okay, so this is what
No, it's something like something with waves in the title. Or
okay.
Breaking
Emma.
Waves.
Breaking a wave?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Breaking
I don't think
waves.
It is that. Don't look it up like that. Our audience will know.
Breaking Waves, Emily Watson.
Emily Watson,
you
sorry.
Were right. It's from Lars von Trier.
I remember
Breaking
seeing...
the Waves.
Oh, it is. Okay. She's like mentally unstable and she tries like fuck dudes on the bus.
Okay, here we go. Oil man Jan is paralyzed in an accident. His wife, who prayed for his return, feels guilty even more when Jan urges her to have sex with another.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she, like, essentially, like, she opens her legs up on the bus, and, like, dudes are just
That's
like,
Emily Watson. I've always liked Emily Watson.
Yeah.
She's great.
And I think she is in the Harry Potter movies as
Let's
well.
Let's look. She's from Islington, London.
Oh, okay. I was
so,
wrong.
Yeah. That's where she's from. She was in... Oh, she was in Schenectady. I forgot about that. That's did you ever see Schenectady?
Schenectady? I thought that was just a joke on The Critic.
No. This is from 2008.
Oh,
Schenectady.
The Critic made it like they would have jokes
oh, really?
About that, and I think it was a movie called Schenectady.
No, it's great. I don't think she. Oh, she was in Punch Drunk Love. That's one of my favorite films.
Oh, that's right.
No, she was not in any of the Harry Potters.
Oh, okay.
Emma Thompson was in the Harry Potters.
Oh,
I think.
I don't know. I kind of stopped watching them after a while.
Yeah, I did too. Let's look.
Not
up
into
Emma
them.
Thompson.
I tried to read the books, and I think I read like one, and then
I think I read three. Right,
I got tired
out.
Of it. I tried to read the Twilights too, and I couldn't get through the.
How
first
is the
one.
Twilight? It's super religious.
It's like
right?
a fucking no. It's like a teenage girl just.
But
fawning over some dude.
I thought they don't have sex until
they don't. But she's like, oh my god, I love him so much, and he's so this. And it's like essentially like a 13-year-old's diary. Yes. It's a
did
13-year-old
you have a
diary?
Diary.
I always tried, but I could never keep it up.
What did it say? This is boring?
No, I would forget to do it, like, on and on. I would just do it in a notebook.
How long were your... Do you have any of your entries still?
I do, and one's about... I remember, actually, vividly writing this one, because I think it was, like, middle of the night, and I was just getting bored, and I was just, like, tired with life.
Could we do that?
And I guess I wrote about who my ideal boyfriend would
be. Do you remember?
And no, well, it
was
all... Was
it Emma
it was,
Watson?
No, it was all...
Emily Watson.
No, it was just things that he would
come on, come on,
like.
Come on. What was your boyfriend? Was it the Beatles?
I think so.
Conan?
He would, yeah.
The
he
Simpsons.
Would go vintage shopping with me, even though I don't even do that.
You don't do that.
I know.
You don't do that now.
I know, I don't at all.
Wait, what kind of vintage shopping? Like clothes and like furniture?
I think I said vintage shopping to look for cool clothes for me and cool stuff for him.
Like boots? Like
I don't know, I guess so.
Like beats vintage me. Motorcycle parts, Indian motorcycle parts?
I don't
parts?
Know. I think this stuff was just like shooting out from everything I would read in 17 magazine and
by the way, I think we're going to cut this into two episodes.
One's going to be a little happier than the other one.
Yeah, this one's, I don't know if this is happier or sadder.
We do
diary talk.
Not yelling.
Yeah.
But it was all like horrible shit. Like,
well, come on.
Although
come on.
Some
this
of it
is
kind of true.
Good shit.
Like listen to certain bands and I forget
what bands,
some of
bands?
Them were. I don't remember. I know it was like the Beatles and probably like Ben Folds 5 and so into
keep
that.
Going.
I can't remember. I have it with me. It's in my house.
Oh, you have it with you?
Yeah.
Can we use it at the at a You Made Them Everybody
oh,
live
you
show?
Suck.
Why? No. We could do it.
Because it's embarrassing.
I'll make fun of myself way more.
Oh,
I remember what I wanted in a girlfriend.
I know,
oh,
but
hands down.
But I wrote more onto it, like just talking about how, like, oh man, I suck. Will I ever get a boyfriend? And it was just kind of that's like, am I ever gonna get a boyfriend? This is lame. Is life this hard?
Yeah, life is this. Life is a lot harder. Speaking of a lot harder, you got your unemployment benefits coming back.
Yay, Obama.
Obama. Yes, we
Unless,
can
but
stay
like
this
I,
poor.
Like I read in the, or I heard in the news, they said, he said, he'll sign it as soon as it hits his desk. So it hasn't yet.
It'll
pass. When's that going to happen?
Today, tomorrow, soonish.
When's it hitting his desk?
Oh.
Oh my God.
God.
Are you dying?
No, I'm really.
You're gonna have to get tattoos right now.
Tats, I'm gonna get some tats.
Tat it up.
I was thinking about getting tattoos.
Just get some sleeves.
About every 6 months, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking get a tattoo.
Just get some of the sleeves.
I don't want a sleeve.
And you can put on tattoos.
I was thinking about
like.
Getting Kelsey's name on the arm, but I was like, I will regret this.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do that when you guys are 70 years old.
Yeah.
And you guys are together, then you can get it.
Yeah.
Because that's sure a bet. Because
I know I'm gonna do it when I'm drunk.
Oh God.
And like. It'll look weird.
Or you have swallows next to it.
What, like the birds?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to have any birds.
I'm sorry, whoever has those, but God, Jesus.
It was great. Marty and Sabina. Were in
Do
this,
they both have swallows?
They both have
oh
birds.
Oh, my God.
Like, so in every shot, you could see birds coming from these white people's bodies. It's great.
Swallows and cherries.
What's
and
wrong with
the
good
sailor and sailor fonts.
The sailor font thing could be okay if you're a sailor.
I know, but no one's sailors anymore.
What if you're just a 13-year-old girl that goes to Great America and fucks sailors? Because, I mean, you deserve a sailor tattoo.
I don't even think sailors get the sailor font.
No, they just fuck at Great America.
And they get tribal tattoos.
I don't
tattoos.
Know why I'm so obsessed with Great America.
And
oh,
Otter
Putty. Semper Fi. Never, what's Semper Fi?
I don't know.
It's a marine thing. What is it
I just
mean?
Know people yell it.
Semper Fi. People yell
and
a lot of things.
And hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha.
Or roo-ha. Hoo-ha.
Are you talking about Al Pacino and Scent
no.
of a Woman?
No. Army people yell this.
I don't know.
We're clearly not army people.
I'm too dehydrated.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
And they go, ooh, hoo-ah, Master Chief.
What the fuck? All right, that's also
I think I've been watching,
slaves yell.
I think I've been watching, what's that movie with Demi Moore and she's the...
G.I. Jane?
G.I. Jane.
She's very attractive.
She is. She's got a good head for a bald
Yeah, she's
head.
Got a good bald head.
That's good.
Zing.
Of course she's good. With a bald head.
She's a pretty lady.
She could do whatever the fuck she wants and she'd look fine.
My mom said that when she was on General Hospital, you can see her mustache. She didn't wax it enough.
No one waxed it?
Apparently it wasn't waxed enough.
Could you imagine if that was an HD?
Yes.
The thing would be like a fucking beard
on
her face.
When you're hot and you've been doing this podcast for more than like 20 minutes, you start to swear. You can't think of
I do?
Yeah, you always do. You can't think of adjectives.
When I get hot?
So you'll just go, fucking, instead of...
It hasn't always been hot in here.
No.
It's been
I'm,
cold, actually.
I know that. That's why I'm saying now, when it's just sweltering,
okay.
You'll just, rather than say thick mustache, a dark mustache, go fucking mustache. Like, I'm done.
Because it defines it better.
Mad Men's coming back.
So excited.
I'm very excited. I don't even care about the show.
I just want to be Joan.
I just want to drink more whiskey and smoke more cigarettes. And now I feel like I can and not be judged as much. I haven't had whiskey in a very long time. I've been drinking
because of Mad Men? But then people think you just jumped on the bandwagon.
I don't care what they think. They're completely right. I am completely just jumping in the bandwagon.
I'll have a whiskey neat.
I always forget how much I like whiskey. Because in the summer, beer tastes delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's freezing out, so I haven't had a night where I just drink whiskey in
months.
You said
it was freezing out. That means you wish it was freezing out.
That is exactly what that means. psychologist, psychologist,
psychologist, psychiatrist.
Give me the
drugs.
What's the one? What do I want? I want the drugs.
Psychiatrist.
I want a psychiatrist. The drugs.
Psychologist just tell you shit.
I just want a psychiatrist so I can sell you my prescriptions, listener, and then you could give me money to support this wonderful podcast that we do. That's how we're going to pay our employees. I'm going to get a psychiatrist.
In pills?
Yeah. You can either get pills or money.
We'll just get mentally messed up people, and then we'll pay them in pills.
Or we could just sell drugs legally, kind of.
Either way. Either way, I guess it works fine.
Oh, I just want to wear... Because now I'll be wearing my suit more and more. We do more live shows. I'll wear my suit more. People will think it's Mad Men influenced.
Okay.
That's fine.
Should I go get some Mad Men-esque dresses?
Yeah, you should be shopping with your boyfriend. With your vintage stores. All those... Did you even go to a vintage store when you wrote this? Like, did you have... Like, Ragstock's a vintage store.
Well, actually, yeah. The definition of vintage store in my mind...
Hot Topic?
Like thrift store.
Okay. Well, that's not
which
bad.
Is...
Village thrift store?
Yes.
Like, that's what you thought at the time? Like, that's a cool guy, not a poor guy.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's sad. I think it's more sad that, like... The reality of it is sadder than...
Than my ideal.
Your ideal is sadder than the reality.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I remember, I think what sparked it was in 17 Magazine. And if I still had... I had it for years, then my parents cleaned out my room.
When you were reading 17, were you 17?
Like 15, ooh. 16. I know.
Not supposed to be reading that.
They had a whole article. It wasn't an article. It was just a picture of... A geek. They call them doorknobs.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, doorknobs.
Because they're the type of guy that you don't really pay attention to.
You accidentally bump into them with your vagina.
Yes. Now, these are the guys you don't pay attention to.
Doorknobs.
Yes.
Even though you touch them and rub them and turn them every day,
but you,
and they're right at crotch level.
Pay no attention.
Doorknobs get a lot of hand jobs. Never full release.
But there was like, doorknobs were like, I think Paul Rudd was on there.
What year is this?
Clueless. You know, Clueless.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Conan was on there.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh,
I like
Conan.
The doorknobs.
I like Conan.
Who else is on the list? Who was on the, like, not doorknobs list?
Oh, well, you know, slick dudes.
Name one. Dan Cortez. Was
probably.
He on the list?
Or Cortese.
Who's Cortese?
That's his fucking name.
Is his real name?
He does
That's
these.
His fucking name?
He does these Barilla. Barilla.
Still?
The pasta.
Still?
Still? What do you mean still?
Hold on, who are you talking about?
Dan Cortez-y.
Wait, Dan Cortez from MTV Sports.
Is really Dan Cortez-y.
Okay. How does this relate to Barilla ads?
He does these ads.
Currently.
Yes. They're these big, like, he went to Italy with some other fucking people, like Rocco Dispirito and all those Italian douchebags.
Thanks. That's my heritage.
Oh, whatever you always say.
I know
say
I'm
bad
making
things.
That shit up.
No, and they, you know,
you
they
always
go
say bad things.
They go up to Italy and they're making pasta and all this shit, and it's like, courtesy of Barilla. And they say his name is fucking Dan Cortese.
Why do you know about, more importantly,
because
why
I saw it on TV.
This seems like a very long commercial.
It is. It's essentially like a TV show hidden as an ad. Because they're going, you know,
when
they're traveling
in
Italy. I don't remember. But I saw it.
Why did you watch this?
I just saw the commercial for
this. Were you
sober
when you watched this?
Yes.
Why did you watch this?
I think because they're like, Dan Cortese. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait,
that's Dan Cortez of MTV Sports.
My left side is tingling. That's not right. It's like.
No, it isn't.
Right here.
That's the one that you might have a heart attack.
Am I having a heart attack?
Is your arm numb?
No.
That would be really horrible
it's
if you had a heart attack
from
right
like
now.
Here to here. Like my armpit to almost my waist. All like my left slash.
Like
back.
It's painful
like,
tingly? Like
yeah,
prickly or just numb tingly?
More prickly.
I don't know what to
any
tell
doctor
you.
Listening in the next few days, because I think we're going to post this on Monday.
In the next few days, I love that you'll be dead by
so,
then.
Five days.
Tatted up.
5 days ago, I died. You're listening.
This
to
is
me.
Your will.
This is my death rattle.
You're living.
I'm excited for Met. I get to watch it from heaven.
Aww.
Oh, too bad that doesn't exist.
You're
going to
pull
well.
Out of the body and be like, oh, man, that's me.
Oh, it's madman.
Oh, man, I died.
I'm a madman. Madman. No one's going to know what that means. It's going to be great.
What, you're a madman?
I'm a madman.
Why wouldn't they know that? What?
Why is my side tingling?
Because in
this
heaven they don't
scary.
Watch Mad Men.
There's no heaven.
All right. That's what you say.
Yeah, well, I don't care. Prove me wrong something.
You know what? You probably... If there, you know what I think? If there is a heaven, only people who like believe in the heaven will go to heaven, and you just kind of just die off like you think you're going to.
And you made fun of Jenny McCarthy earlier for her autism beliefs.
Because they were wrong.
Okay.
Okay. They're completely wrong.
What is she basing that in?
I don't know. What are you kid?
What are you basing this in?
Some scientist told me. I hang out with scientists.
That was the best possible response you've ever could have had.
Scientists told me we were hanging out, and they're like, guess what?
What's his name? I don't know. Dan Cortese.
Doctor, told me to buy some Barilla. Dr. Dan Cortese, thank you very much.
He said, just drink whiskey and cheat on your wife and bring a dog.
And watch Mad Men so you can be Mad Men.
AMC and Sundays. Hey, AMC, give us some money because I don't have cable. So I want to.
So we can watch it.
I want to watch some Mad Men. Do you have cable? John has cable.
No.
John
has cable. We had this discussion. I don't have cable anymore.
We had a lot of discussions in this room. And this is before I died. So this is gonna, if I die.
Wow.
If I die on Monday, you're going to feel real bad.
Because we talked about a lot about cable?
No. Yeah. I can never get cable now. He's haunting it.
I think he told me to get rid of it.
What's the film? Is that The Poltergeist?
Yes.
He's The Poltergeist.
No. Yep. I'll try to get cable and you just cut it off. Like, you son of a bitch.
Like, use your computer.
I can't use my computer. I don't have internet.
Yeah, I know. Get internet again. Because cable's out of the question.
Like, but it's too expensive. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Couldn't you just rig it for me? Yes.
Fuck you.
Cruel
I don't
jokes.
Have to pay for anything. I'm dead.
Student loans could suck it. Hey, DePaul, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, because you're dead now. Oh,
even
this is eerie because you're dead.
Yeah, I know.
This is horrible if you actually do die in London.
I know, you're going to feel weird.
And then we can't do the live show.
No, you have to do it. In memoriam.
Oh, God. That'd be really awkward.
You'll get paid so much more. You pass on the donation basket, you're going to make a ton of money.
Could we bring your dead body up there and hang you from strings?
Hell yeah.
And someone's up on the ceiling, like, you know, running you like a puppet.
Yeah. Only you got to play David Bowie's I'm Afraid of Americans and choreograph me.
That's all that could come out of your mouth.
I'm afraid of Americans.
And then stop.
And then drop.
We'd click the tape player.
No, this is what you do. You string me up to the ceiling.
Okay.
You start playing I'm Afraid of Americans.
Okay.
And I do the na-na-na-na-na-na part with my mouth.
Like, okay, so you open it.
And then as soon as it gets big, then the chorus hits, goes, then the stage is in flames because I'm going to get cremated, right?
Okay, so you blow you.
So
you're taking the hungry brain with you?
You drop me. Just wait. I'm not done. You drop me into the stage, right?
Okay.
So my bottom half's on fire. And then when it goes back to the na-na-na part, you fling me back up. So now my bottom half is just in flames, and I'm going, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And then
this is a lot more work.
And then when it starts to go, oh, I'm afraid of it, like at the last 30 seconds to a minute, which is really loud. That's when you light up all the sparklers that I have here and all these, and you just get lighters.
I have to get sparklers?
There's right there. There's like six packages right there.
Ugh.
You just light off all these sparklers, and I'm on fire, and I'm finally going crazy.
Well, like, good thing you told me that.
No, I told you where the sparklers are, so it's totally fine. You don't.
I think I gotta buy sparklers.
And then you have people throw their hard alcohol drinks at me until I'm just completely toasted. And then you drop me back down to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You cover me up with some plank boards.
Okay.
And you do the live show. And you bring on great guests.
It'd be the best guests
it's gonna be
ever.
The best
we get the
show.
President on for some
You're
reason.
You're gonna have the best show, Merle.
Yeah, the president would show up.
Yeah. Was that inappropriate for anyone who just had a loved one that passed? Because I think that was great. That's kind of how I want to die right now.
Why? Well, we didn't directly say anybody's loved ones.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Everyone dies.
Well, me. I mean,
people
if
are
I'm
always
a,
dying.
If I'm a loved one to anybody, sorry, I'm dead. Or not. Probably not.
I love that. Sorry, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Ooh. You kick me.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
I've already been doused in flames with sparklers. I don't care.
Oh.
Why doesn't anybody do that? Because when you were 12, when I was 12, that's all we talked about.
Dying?
Yeah, not dying, but like
being
if we have
buried?
A funeral. No, not being buried. That's boring. Dirt goes on body.
Shit,
yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'd be bad at
it. Why would you talk about that when you're
Viking?
Little?
You never talk about Viking. When is little?
Well, you,
you
like
were 12-year-olds. You were talking about doorknobs, and I'm talking about death.
I was looking into the future with my future
this
boyfriend.
This is future to me. This is the future.
Going to vintage
Viking
stores.
Funerals.
You're dying on the stage.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That would have been great if that was your wish, to die at a bar on their stage.
Like The Wire. Well, I don't want to die on the stage.
Okay, well, that would be your
I want
burial.
It to be my wake slash crematory.
But that
time.
Would have been great if that was what you were thinking when you were 12. It's all led up to
I
this.
I better get a job in a bar quick. Because it's going to take a lot of years to earn their trust to burn myself on stage.
And then I'll be doing some sort of show, I think.
I don't even like doing this show, but I need to get I need to make a performance out of this. Oh, I need to get some puppeteers.
All right, so my problem is you want us to light you on fire, but I think we're going to... I mean, that place is old.
Okay, so this is how you do it. It's real simple. You dig out... You essentially cave out the stage, right?
Okay.
You cement...
Where am I going to put the table?
You cement... Wait. You cement... You make sure it's a cement base, you know?
Oh.
So it's like... it's like a grill.
This is way too much work.
Just think of it as a really big grill.
Can we just burn you in that lot across the street from the Hungry Brain?
After the song. After the performance is over, of course. But you gotta do it up
it's
for the performance.
It's just too much work, man.
Once you build that, as soon as you start the I'm Afraid of Americans song, you take away all the wood. So when I'm dropped into the flames, I'm dropped into either cement or tin. It's fine. You don't got to worry about
how
that.
How about you just let Kevin take care of all
No!
I don't really.
Then you're not the co-host anymore.
That's
then
a lot
I need
of
a
work.
New co-host. A new funeral director co-host.
Oh, man.
It's a lot of work. I'm asking you to do
it. It is. I got to make a fucking like concrete
thing for you. No, you hire it out. This
with
is
what
not,
money?
This is my wake money.
Your will money?
This is my will money.
You have will
my
money?
My will I am money.
God, you should be using your will money for the show.
That's my Will Oldham money. That's an indie artist. He doesn't have any money.
I guess I'll
my
do
Will
it.
Forte money, where I'll be famous at 40, kind of.
Will Forte money. Hey, he's done two movies.
Ooh, what movies?
That the Solomon Brothers.
Yeah, the Brothers
and then
Solomon.
That MacGruber.
Yeah. Did you see MacGruber?
No.
I really wanted to. I heard it was great.
Well, it's not gone. You can still see it.
I think it's gone. It's out of theaters in Chicago.
Well, you can see it on a DVD at some point.
Is it already on DVD?
I don't know.
Ooh, let's look that up, Merle.
You're making it sound like it's never going to be again.
I'm really excited for my death now.
Because we're going to light you on fire with sparklers everywhere? Is this going to be like the Black Math video?
Yeah.
It's going to look like that.
Good job to plug, by the way. Well, Aaron Magruder. I searched the wrong name.
Aaron. Oh, no. That's the Boondocks.
That is the Boondocks. What if he was in... I searched MacGruber. Oh, I searched Mick Gruber.
What's the difference?
M-A.
Oh.
I searched MacGruber like he was a sandwich.
Mm, the Mac Gruber. Oh, they should have gone in on that.
Wait.
With McDonald's.
How do you spell MacGruber?
MacGruber.
Oh, I forgot the C.
MacGruber.
MacGruber 2010.
Is it out?
I don't know. Apparently he is in the WWE.
You know what you look like? With that handkerchief? Like an old 1940s lawyer.
Oh, man. Ooh, good.
And they're always wiping their brows in the South.
It was released May 21st.
Okay. Yeah, it should be out soon.
Exclusive. Ryan Phillippe says that fatherhood is scary, but why?
He's had like 3 kids now, hasn't he?
I don't know.
And they're all old. He's just now realizing it's scary.
Maya Rudolph's in it. When does this come out?
I should say.
The Big Show is in it. Constantly Mediocre, says
Who's
some dude.
Who's the Big Show?
From the WWE.
I don't care.
Yeah, why did you ask that?
Because I thought it was something better, more interesting.
I think the highlight has to be the death talk.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's got to be it.
I can't believe I have to do this.
Hire it out. Start doing fundraisers, man. It's going to be fun.
I'm going to fundraise from now until Monday.
Yeah.
Well, not Tuesday, because you can bury you the next day.
Oh, the budget for MacGruber was $10 million. The gross revenue is $9.25 million. Oh,
so, almost.
No, they're going to make it back on DVD sales. Good for them.
Good job, MacGruber.
Kind of. Doesn't even have a fucking DVD release date? This is bothering me.
Not yet.
All right, so let's plug stuff, because this podcast went on way too long.
We started looking stuff online. Let's watch YouTube videos now.
Ooh, let's do it! Yay! Now we're going to make a YouTube video.
Yay!
Oh, my face is hot. Plural faces.
Am I sweating?
Yeah.
Do you see it?
Yeah, you see my arms?
Because I can feel it.
My arms? No, it's not so sweaty.
No.
Anymore. Okay.
I'm not. I'm glowing a little.
From your femininity.
Mm-hmm. I smell like roses.
How do you
want to
get buried
kittens?
really quick?
In a wall.
Ooh.
Like, but I wouldn't mind if it was next to Marilyn Monroe. That'd be kind of cool.
Because
my body parts could mix with her dust.
Yep, that's not how it works. Nope. That's
whatever.
That's not how it works.
I want to be buried in a cement wall.
I want to be eaten as a school lunch.
God.
What? God.
All boiled up.
Maybe. Maybe boiled.
Made into a chicken nugget.
I just want to be Pizza Puffs.
Ew. Because
Pizza Puffs have to be humans. They taste so good. What's a pizza pub? It's just human.
I love that you equate it to it being human. It's gotta be.
It's so delicious.
It's way too good to be 100% animal.
I think it's just arms cut up and sealed, like seared together. And like, what's, I don't know. Oh, there's no, God. That's not cheese and cow. That's
They do have brown ones.
It's just
and lighter ones. Grilled. So it could be like different
It's
people.
Humans. Oh, I love Soylent Green pizza puffs.
Oh,
it's
God.
The best. Oh, let's get some
But
pizza
they'd be
puffs.
Sealed up with blood in them.
Yeah.
That's They're tomato
quick.
Sauce.
There's a quick turnover for pizza puffs. These are like newly... It's hard to find them. That's why like McDonald's can't carry them. It's just too big. You got to go small with pizza puffs.
You could do children.
On that note...
This got real weird.
Thanks, Marty.
Yeah.
We're going to post... Okay, I'll post part one of this tonight's... It's already Friday. Fuck. We'll post part
it's
one of this...
It's already midnight?
Well, it's by the time... It's 10:53 by the time I fix it all. What? You got a busy day tomorrow?
Yeah, I do, actually.
What time you got to wake up?
Probably 6.
Oh, you have to be at that early promo tomorrow. Oh, fuck. Sorry about that. I was making fun of you. Well, just think of me
and
dying
And I have to plan
soon.
Your burial.
No, I already planned it.
Yeah, but I got to get everything together.
Two fucking phone calls. Hey, puppeteer. Hey, cement guy. You'll figure the rest out.
Hey, puppeteer.
Yeah, you call a puppeteer.
How many puppet? What, am I looking in the phone book?
Yeah.
Are they there under puppeteer? Yeah.
Cameron Esposito.
Oh, you know what? I'll get that one who has the bike.
Fine. I don't care.
That puppet bike guy.
I don't... Yeah, get him. I'd be like, any parts, it's yours. That's your payment. Any parts of me that you could use... So you get a puppet. That's free. I already made it free. Oh, okay. Cement sponsor. You keep doing the show. He's a sponsor for 10 episodes. You get free cement. Done. I just figured it all out. All
right.
So, I'll post this part on Monday. And then post Hannibal on Tuesday and White's Neck on Wednesday. So let's plug the Printer's Ball show because I'm sure no one that heard this will possibly come because it's so weird and different than what we're doing there. What are we doing?
I was about to be mean and say it was too smart.
This show is too smart for the. I think this show is too smart for the Printer's Ball.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't mention books once. And we talked about my imminent death.
I talked about 17 magazine.
Yeah, that's a good publication.
It's a print.
Yeah.
Words on it.
That's true.
Pictures.
Doorknobs.
I should find that article because they had a really cute boy on it.
Oh.
And I bet he's older now.
I bet you can fuck him.
Well, yeah.
Well, you could have fucked him
I
then.
Was
it
younger.
Just would have been weirder. Let's just call.
Okay, go ahead with your plugs.
Fuck you then. You're part of it.
I stand here.
You're sitting. Sit here. I made you stand this entire episode and do laps.
It's
What's
so
the
hot.
Date for Friday, Merle? You're looking at Slim Shady.
The 30th.
Calendar. July 30th, 9 p.m. at Reggie's Rock Room. We're going to be upstairs in the music store in the back. That makes sense to you? It's
Go
really
Go buy
confusing.
Some records.
Yeah, in the record store. Merle and I are going to be up there. I'm going to be interviewing some authors. Merle and I will talk between every interview. It's going to be interesting. I promise nothing.
Are we going to sit in this chair, in this director chair?
You can sit in the director's chair like a foot above everyone else if
yeah.
you want. If you carry it over to Reggie's.
Oh.
Oh, I burped. Oh, God, we should have ended this show years ago. The show should have been dead years
it's
ago.
It's only been done for 6 months.
No.
We've been longer?
Oh, my back. Yeah,
Jesus.
We've been doing the
You're
show.
You're quickly dying. We should end this before you die on tape.
Because you don't know how to post it.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know how to do it. I'd be like, fuck, Brandon, wake up.
But I'm dead.
Don't die.
Start the flames.
I would just douse the apartment with flames.
I got to go to a promo in the morning. All right. So thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it through, we're new best friends. I'll see you on Friday at the Printer's Ball.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.